what do you think the team means to the city of Sacramento, both financially and also to its identity as a city and also to the fans?
It's kind of like you can talk to economists, and everyone will give you a different story. Like, it doesn't these sports teams don't contribute that much to a team's economic, to a city's economy. That's probably true. I mean, I think you get some bump. I know there's like they employ about 1,100 people out there, only about 200 of which are full time. But a lot of these people are state workers, and they use those evenings with working the Kings games to put their kids through college and whatnot. So I think that's significant. But I think it's the Kings are important in a very different, in a very much more of a visceral sense. I mean, you're right. You think Sacramento, you think Sacramento Kings. And I've been in Europe traveling, and when people say here I'm from Sacramento, it's oh, the Sacramento Kings, and and then they ask about your region, and they want to know more about it. And I just think it's people just were really tied to it. I mean, the Giants are wonderful, and there are a lot of Giants fans here and Niners fans. But, it's not the same thing as having that team in your town. It's still 75, 80 miles away. And so, yes, I think it's important. I think people right now, they're pissed off at the Maloofs. They're just unhappy the way this came down. I mean, think about that. They go down and say, hey, we don't want you anymore. We want to go to Anaheim. And they're trying to file papers to do it. And it's like, now all of a sudden maybe you're like a deal to the lover, but now you may have to come back. So there's just a lot of issues there. And but the team itself, I mean, this is a one team town, and this franchise is just beloved. At that last game against the Lakers, I mean, people just stayed for hours. There were 5,000 people in the facility, and people were crying.